Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Nami Rossi Shichio is based on Torah that I received. Rabbi Gamaliel Ruchai Meir Horowitz, the Yigav HaRebbe, the earlier Yigav HaRebbe, Hagoyin HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Baalei Meinoyam, Sisugan Aleinu, and his Chuvis, and Imre Noyam, and Chelek Beis and Simon Laman Aleph brings from the Achroinim, and Toysis and Shvuis, Choftal Raman Aleph, Diva Maschil HaOichel. That every nevela, besides the Yisra nevela, is also an Yisra Esei She'enu Zavuach. Because it says, V'zavachta ve'achalta, what's your zaveach, you eat. And what's your not zaveach, you can eat. So besides the Yisra nevela, there's also an Yisra Esei, that only what you're zaveach, you can eat. But if you're not zaveach, you can't eat it. So on that, the Achorinim write, that it's more chamul, the Yisra Esei, ve'enu Zavuach, from other Yisra and other Yisra in the Torah, the Shir is a kizayis, but the Yisra Esei She'enu Zavuach, the Shir is a kolshu. Explains the Imre Noyam, that it's tolerating the reason that all Isurim are b'kizayis. If we say that Lashon Achila is a kizayis, so Isur Esei She'enu Zavuach, where it doesn't say a Lashon of Achila, it says V'zavachta mi b'karcha u'mitzayincha, the shir is going to be b'chol shehu. Why b'chol shehu? Because it doesn't say Lashon of Achila. So that would make sense what the Achronim say, that it's going to be Isur b'chol shehu. Why is it going to be b'chol shehu? Because it doesn't say Lashon of Achila. Stam Lashon of Achila is b'kizayis. Esei She'enu Zavuach is not, Isra She'enu Zavuach is not Lashon Achila. And Mela, the Yis is going to be B'chol Shehu. But if we say like the Mizrahi in his addendum to the Smak, L'chus Chometz, cited by the Mishnah Lamelech, Chometz U'matzah 1:7, that Achila is Mashma Kol Shehu, just the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai comes and tells us that the Shir, the proper Shir, is a Kizayis. So Esei She'enu Zavuach, the Shir is going to be a Kizayis. Because the halach l'moshe mi'sinai of shiurim is coming to be megala, that all mitzvahs and isurim b'torah b'midah achila shir is a kizayis, and therefore an essay she'enu zavuach, which is a midah achila, is also going to be a kizayis, because en achinami lashon achila is kolshu, but isurei achila are all b'kizayis, and mele here also it's going to be b'kizayis. So this shaila of whether isur she'enu zavuach is going to be kolshu b'kizayis is telling these two tzadim. Is it mitzad achilas lashon achilas kizayis? And mele here, it's going to be a kol shehu. Or is it because all achilas are kizayis, and mele is also going to be a kizayis? So the Imre Noam didn't tell us who the achroinim are, who write that b'isur esei she'enu zavuach the shir is a kol shehu. In the Pri Megadim, he says that there's a chiluk. If it's an explicit iser that you're not allowed to eat, that's a kizayis. If it's an explicit mitzvah that you're chayiv to eat, that's a kizayis. But if it's neither a mitzvah nor an iser, it's just achilas rishus, so there it's going to be a kol shehu. So here also, when it comes to the iser esei she'enu zavuach, the shir is going to be a kol shehu, because there's no explicit mitzvah to eat or iser not to eat, and the mail it's going to be b'chol shehu. So this din of the Pri Megadim in Imre Noam, that the iser esei she'enu zavuach is b'chol shehu, yesh lahakshis behekdem gimel hakdamas. So we have a kasha based on three premises. Number one, Yuma 83a Tanu Rabbanan, mi she'achzo bulmus machil enos akal akal. Somebody who has a bulmus gets sick, he just needs to eat, so you give him the lighter iser first. What do you give him? You give him tevel. If he has tevel and avela, you give him an avela. Avela is not as chomer as tevel. Tevel v'shvius, you give him shvius. When the shvius is not allowed to be eaten, you give him the shvius, because that's less chomer than the tevel. So give him a kalakal. And so Paskin the Rambam, Macholas Asuros 14:17. Rashi, in Dibur Maschil Tevel, writes, Tel v'shvi'is machlinos v'shvi'is la'achar zman ha'biu she'atevel b'misa b'idei shamayim v'ha'shvi'is be'esei. So Rashi says the Tevel Shvi'is to give him Shvi'is, it's talking about after Bi, or after you already have to get rid of the Shvi'is, because Tevel is Misa B'dei Shemaim, and Shvi'is is an Isser Ese. And that Nevela and Tevel, you give him a Nevela, it's also because Tevel is Misa B'dei Shemaim, and Nevela is a Lois Ese. So Misa B'dei Shemaim is worse. So that's Yisod number one. Yisod number two. Kvar yadua b'shar bas rabim, the chidush of the Chan in Yuma, that the reason that you shecht for a choyla on Shabbos and you don't give him an avail, even though shechit on Shabbos is a more chomer deka aveiro, that's koreis and misan, avail is only a lav, because it's better to be over one isur chomu than a lot of smaller isurim. On every kezayis of nevela, he's going to be over, even though it's an isur kal. Because ribui maisim is considered a davar chamor, and the kamus is machria the echus. So the kamus of isurim, of many different surei lavim, overrides the problem of the one serious iser. The Tashbetz happens to argue with the Ran, chelikim osim and lamed zayin. The Mogen Avrom, however, in Shin Chof Ches Tes, copies the divrei Ran, the lo cholek. So that's Hakdama number two, the Ran, that better be over on one big Isser than many small Isurim. Hakdama number three, Das HaToisis B'Shvuis 24a, Dibur Maschel Oichel, that we quoted at the beginning of the Shiur, that one who eats Basar sheloi nishchita, besides the isser loisesei of nevela, there's also an isser esei to eat she'enoi zavuach, as it says, v'zavachta ve'achalta, mashta zoveach ata oichel, v'lav haba mechlal esei. If somebody eats basar that wasn't shechted, besides the loisesei of nevela, there's also an isser esei to eat she'enoi zavuach. Because it says only what you shechted you're allowed to eat, so lava b'mechlal esei. And so it would appear from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs 146. That's Hakdama number three. So based on these three Hakdamas, we have to understand we have a big kasha. The Gemara says that if you can give a choyle, either a tevel or an avela, give them an avela, not tevel. Because Tevel is an Isser Chomer that has Misa B'dei Shemayim. But based on what we said, Mabekach, so what that there's an Isser B'dei Misa B'dei Shemayim by Tevel? When he eats a Kezayis Nevela, he's Oiver on two Isurim. He's Oiver on the Isser Loisesei of Nevela, and he's over on the Isser Esei of She'eno Zavuach. And when he eats a Kezayis of Tevel, he's only over on one Issel. Achilas Tevel. If so, it's true that Tevel is an Issel Chomu. However, the Svoras Haran, that the Kamus is Machria the Echus, that the quantity overrides the quality of the Isser. In other words, a larger quantity Isser is worse than a more quality Isser, a more serious Isser. So, by golly, let him eat the Tevel. Because Tevel is only going to be one Isser, and not a Nevela where they're going to be two Isserim. Since we established that every Nevela has two Isserim, like we saw in Tosis, so when you have Tevel versus Nevela, you got to give him the Tevel. You got to give him the Tevel, not the Nevela. Because Tevel is only one Isser, and Nevela is two Issurim, even though Nevela is more kal, but the Kamus is Machriya, the Echus is the Ran, is Miyaseit. So you should give him the Tevel, and yet the Gemara says, give him the Nevela. maybe you could be metalitz. And when did the Ran say that the kamus is machriya the yechus? When you do an aveira a number of times. For example, if you eat a kezayis twice, so there are two maise aveira. There the Ran holds that doing an aveira a number of times is more chomer than doing one more serious aveira. But if in one achila you're going to be over on two isurim, which are more kal, and in another achila of eating something else you're going to be over on one isur, which is more chamor, better be over on the two isurim than the one isur, because you're only doing one maisa isur. When there are numerous isurim, the Ran says, do the more chamor isur than the numerous isurim kalim. But if it's not numerous isurim, it's one maisa isur, and one maisa isur involves two isurim, so better do the maisa kal, even though there are two isurim, than the maisa chamor where there's one isur, because it's only one maisa isur. So it's true that by nevela there is an iser shein zavuch, it's two isurim. But when you eat one kezayis of you do one maisa iser of nevela, that's going to be more kal. That's two isurim, but it's only one maisa iser, and therefore that's more kal than eating one doing one maisa iser of tevel, where it's going to be misa bidei shamayim. And in fact, we see this Yisod in Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Yuma, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. And he doesn't say that the Ran wouldn't subscribe to this. He doesn't say that the Ran would say, no, the Kamus is Machriya the Yechus. And therefore, even though it's one Maisa Isser, since there are two isurim with this one maisa iser, it's going to be more chamor than one more serious maisa iser. We don't say that, but rather, like we wanted to be metaretz, if you have numerous maisa iser, even though they're more kal, then better do the one maisa iser chamor. But if it's one maisa iser, which has two isurim to it, but it's only one maisa, then that is more kal than doing one maisa iser, which is more chamor. And therefore, better eat the nevela, even though it's two isurim, but since it's one maisa, that's going to be more kal than tevel, which is one maisa, which is more chamor. However, this svara that we said, that if you eat two bevas achas, one kezayis that has kami isurim, even the Ran will be modeh, that you follow the echus, the quality of the yisur, that you avoid the more serious yisur, and you don't care about the fact that there are two yisurim since it's only one maisa. So that svara that we said is not muskam. The Shara Melech, Macholas Asuras 14:17, and so the Minchas Chinuch, Shin Ein Vav, they hold that even in such an instance, the Ran says, be over on the more chamor, not on the two kalim. You're right, there's only one maisa iser. But still, there are two isurim involved in this one maisa. So memela, be over on the chamor and not on the two kalim. So that's, our svara does not sit well with the Shalom Melech and the Minchas Chinuch. However, the Malbushe Yom Tov, Chelik Beis, Kuntres Kal V'chomer, Simen Yud Gimel, writes, like we said, that B'chai Gavna, the Ran is Moide, that you should be over on the Isur HaChomor and not on the two Isurim Kalim. And he proves this from the Mishnah LeMelech. So again, according to this Achron, according to the Mavushe Yom Tov, our teretz is a good teretz. But why does the Gemara say to eat the nevela, not the tevel? Because only one maisa iser, and even the Ran would agree that here the echus is machriya the kamus, because it's only one maisa. And the Ran says the kamus is machriya the echus, the quantity is machriya the quality, that number of isurim are worse than one isur chomer when you're doing numerous maisim. So we could be metarets maybe based on a yesod of Moreno Rabbeinu Shlita, that a zor who eats tevel is over on the iser of mishmeres, that you have to guard the truma. So even if a zor, a non kohen, eats tevel, even though it's not truma yet, it's still tevel. He's over on mishmeres. And this is derived from the fact that Achronim write that you're not allowed to be metame tevel alts mishmeres. So just like you're not allowed to be metame tevel alts mishmeres, just like you're not allowed to be metame truma alts mishmeres, the zar is also not allowed to eat tevel. Because the Achronim say that a zar who eats truma is over on the mitzvah of mishmeres. So just like a zar, you're not allowed to be metame tevel alts mishmeres. Just like you're not allowed to be metame truma alts mishmeres. And a zar that eats truma is over on the mitzvah of mishmeres. So it would come out then logically that a zar who eats tevel is also over on mishmeres. Because again, you're not allowed to be metame truma because of the Isser of Mishmeres, and the Achronim say, the Rishonim say, that you're not allowed to be metame tevel out of Mishmeres. So you see, we equate tevel and truma. And the Achronim say that Zarwe truma is over in the midst of Mishmeres. So just like we say when it comes to being metame tevel, you're not allowed to do so out of Mishmeres. And a zara that eats truma is over on Mishmeres, so it makes sense that a zara who eats tevel is also over on Mishmeres. So it emerges then that when you eat tevel, you're over on an essay and a los essay. A los essay v'chilas tevel and essay v'mishmeres. So there's no chumra, you can't say nevelas 2 against tevel 1, because tevel is also 2. So then better be over on Nevela, which is less chamer than Tevel. Because Tevel is also to Asurim, just like Nevela is to Asurim. But Tevel is Misa Bidei Shemayim. So therefore better be over on Nevela, which is to Asurim, than Tevel, which is to Asurim, because Tevel has Misa Bidei Shemayim. However, it's still not so pashit, because it's true that by tevel, there's an essay and a los essay. However, the prima gadim was mechadish that achilas. If somebody eats something that's usher with an essay of she'enu zavuach, he's over on a kol shu. So by nevela, it's going to be worse. Why? Than tevel. Because by Nevela, there's an Isser Esser Shenu Zavuach. So how many Isurim are you being over? On every Kol Shu. And by Tevel, when are you being over? Only on the Kezias. So what's going to be more Isurim? Nevela. So you eat the Tevel. Because Nevela is an Isser Esser Shenu Zavuach. So on every Kol Shu, you're Chayiv. And Tevel is only Kezias. See, right, it's 2 against 2. The only problem is when it comes to Nevela, you have every Kol Shu. And that's, you don't have by Tevel. So the Sfaras Haran, you should be eating the tevel, because they're furious surim. And even according to the chiddush of the Prima Gadim, in Aruch Chaim and Siman Shin Chav Ches, Eishel Avram Sif Katan Tes, and when you eat a kezayis you're over on a lot of Yisurim v'chatzi shir. However, the Yisur Eser Shein Avuch is going to be more chamer than the Yisur Chatzi Shir of Tevel. Because Be'enu Zavuch, you're over in an Yisur Gomer on every Kol Shehu. And by Tevel, you're only over on the Yisur of Chatzi Shir. So therefore, it comes out that Nevela is more chamor. Because by Nevela, every little bit you're eating is an Isser Gomer. And by Tevel, every bit you're eating is only an Isser of Chatzi Shir. It's not an Isser Gomer. Chatzi Shir is also Asser, but it's not as serious as the Isser Gomer of eating of every Mashihu of Isser Shenu Zavuach. So again, you should be eating the Tevel. Because Tevel is more Kal. Because in Kamus, the amount, they're the same. You over in every Mashihu, and you have an Essay and a Loisessay. When it comes to, you have two Asurim when it comes to Tevel. You have the Yisr of Shmeres, and you also have the Yisr of eating Tevel. And when a Zar eats Tevel, he's over on Mishmeres, and Mechlal is an Yisr of eating Tevel. So that's two Yisr. And by Nevel, you have the Yisr of Nevel, and the Yisr of Hashem was a Vuach. And you're over on every little bit. In both cases, because according to the Prima Gadim, when you eat a kezias, you're over a lot of Isurim of Chatzi Shir. But it would come out that Truma, eating an Avela, is going to now be in Kamus it's the same, but it's going to be Machui and Echus, because it's an Isur Gomer. The Nevela, every little Mashu, is an Isur Gomer. Of Esse Sheno Zavuach. Whereas by Tevel, it's only an Isser of Chatzi Shir. Okay, so we'll leave with that Kasha. There's a lot to say about it. And Amir Tashem, in the next year, we are going to see continuing the philosophy of Taras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to the Nanda. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.